The Syrian envoy to Iran says his country has fallen prey to a plot due to its opposition to American and Zionist hegemonic interests in the region. Hamid Hassan made the comment while addressing a conference on Syria in the Iranian capital, Tehran, on Monday. He said that Damascus is at war with, quote, an axis of evil whose centers are in Tel Aviv and Washington. The Syrian ambassador accused both the U.S. and Israel of fanning the flame with their relentless support of armed opposition groups. He said that several other countries, including Qatar, Turkey and Saudi Arabia, have joined the West in hatching the plot. Syria has been grappling with an insurgency for about 18 months. The Western media have already revealed that Riyadh and Doha have been financing the project with the help of American, British and Israeli spy networks. Well, joining us now from studios in Washington is William Jones. He's with the Executive Intelligence Review. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Jones. Now, looking at the U.S. actions within the region, how accurate do you think Syria is when it says the U.S. interests with regards to Syria centers more around pushing forward with its hegemonic policies rather than human rights or democracy?
Well, obviously, they have more or less declared war against Syria some time ago. This is now being beefed up with the recent visit of Secretary Clinton to Turkey. Things have not gone so well for them. There's been some problems now with the so-called Syrian Liberation Front. They're not doing so well in Damascus, and I don't think they're doing very well in Aleppo, so that Secretary Clinton now is going there to work out a plan B, I assume, to try and up the ante against the Assad regime in Syria.
Right now, the support that is being given to armed groups in Syria by the West and its allies has also raised many questions, one being that of can true democracy and liberation be even brought by bullets and bombs?
This has nothing to do with democracy. This is geopolitics. The Assad regime was targeted not for anything it did, but simply because of the alliances they have, and they wanted a change there. They're working entirely in the region to do this. It's not only Syria, but it's also aimed against Iran, as well as against Russia and China, which have become very important players in what has become a multipolar world. And there are people who don't like multipolar worlds. They would like unipolar worlds where they decide. And there's a lot of that that's lying behind this. They thought, because of opposition, from the U.S. military to any direct U.S. military engagement in the region, which they fear will lead to a general war in which U.S. troops will be heavily involved, they have to work through surrogates. And the surrogates are the usual allies within the Arab countries, Turkey. They're doing the work in arming the opposition, in providing them what they need militarily, while the U.S. supplies computerized gear, intelligence, and these type of things to try and strengthen them in their insurgency against the regime in Damascus.
Well, speaking of which, what happens when Assad does leave? Also, many are drawing parallels between the U.S. support for armed insurgents in Syria and its support for the Mujahideen in Afghanistan during the time of the Soviets. We know how that ended. Is that the direction Syria is headed if Assad falls?
I think it actually is. And in fact, other people are saying the same thing. Even somebody like John McCain, who certainly isn't the best source, but in this case he said that Al-Qaeda, from the information he's getting, is increasing their positions in Syria. They are very much a major player there. The reason that the military has been very reticent in getting directly involved is, as one leading admiral said to me just the other day, with regard to our so-called friends in Syria, we really don't know who we're working with there. And that's generally the fact. And I think the dynamic of the situation is such that it will not lead to stability, it will not lead to democracy. This is going to lead to probably a long time of insurgency warfare that could spread to the entire region. So it's a very, very dangerous situation, a very dangerous game they're playing.
So then, Mr. Jones, the role of the mainstream media, which has also been front and center with regards to Syria, seems lacking then. Why aren't the media asking these critical questions?
Because the media is really playing a catch-up on much of this stuff to the extent that the media has not swallowed line and sinker the whole story about the so-called democracy movement in Syria. For instance, at the State Department briefings often enough, you'll see the press complaining not about the way we're arming the opposition, not about the way we're fomenting insurgency, but they're asking, why aren't we doing more? Why aren't we getting involved militarily? Some of the press people who otherwise ought to be critical of these things are becoming the cheerleaders for this kind of chaos in the Middle East. So it's a situation where the general public is not getting a true picture because the media is on the side of the people who are pushing the war. By and large, there are some exceptions.
And very quickly, if you can, Mr. Jones, you mentioned how the U.S. is sort of stuck in this Cold War mentality where it is just not going to accept a multipolar world. How do you see this going in the long run? Is this even sustainable for the U.S.?
Well, in the long run, there's really only two possibilities I see, that there is created a significant enough opposition here in the United States to turn this around and to put developments on a much different track. That is, support for the kind of proposals that Kofi Annan was putting forward that are still on the table in spite of the fact that Kofi Annan is no longer the envoy. Those proposals are still there. They were discussed at the recent meeting in Tehran as well. That would be an option. That would be an option to bring stability to the region, to bring calmness to the region, and to stop the move towards war. If this continues, I think what we're going to see is you're going to see it become a regional conflict, possibly a Sunni versus Shia type of conflict, ethnic conflict, religious conflict that will sweep the Middle East, and that the tensions between the United States and their allies and Russia and China lead to a real Cold War that very soon could become a hot war between superpowers. And this is the real danger that's kind of embedded in this regional situation at the moment.
All right, that was William Jones with the Executive Intelligence Review there joining us from studios in Washington. Mr. Jones, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV, sir.